This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn. This is our porn review podcast. We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Today's topic is one of Rachel's favorites.
It is.
One of my favorites too, frankly. Yes. But I do feel like you wander into this territory with a different fervor than I.
I really do. I love it. It's been a long time coming. We haven't talked about it yet. And I hope that we do it justice.
We were saving it for a special day, and here we are.
It's femdom.
It's femdom, baby.
Yes! For those of you that don't know, female dominance, or femdom, refers to a BDSM scene or relationship in which a female is the dominant partner or the top partner. A dominant female may have a number of different names, including dominatrix, mistress, or madam. Female dominants often engage in BDSM activities such as bondage, ball busting, humiliation, face sitting, forced feminization, forced chastity, forced orgasm, and pegging.
Wow.
Yes. This is something that is part of like the erotic power exchange.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is defined as the voluntary and informed consensual acts of power exchange between consenting adults.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love that. I feel like you had a very specific inciting moment of your kink around this. And it has to do with Daniel Craig and his balls.
Well, actually, that wasn't even a woman.
Oh, I haven't even seen that movie. That wasn't a woman, so that
wasn't
apply.
A woman. Yeah.
But do you think part of what was titillating in that moment to you is part of what you like about femdom?
Like, yes.
It is about male submission?
Torture. Yes, absolutely.
Got it.
And since then, I mean, that's obviously like why I got into pegging. I'm interested in watching... that's why I like watching like gay men having sex, because I like seeing like a man in a submissive form.
Mm.
And it's even better and more exciting when there's a dominant woman. I just like it.
Yeah.
It's sexy to me.
Have you ever role played or gotten to play around with this dynamic in any sexual partnerships of yours?
I have a little bit, but I'm actually not really, I like being like a bossy bottom in real life.
Gotcha. So femdom really is more of a fantasy space for you, and being the bossy bottom is more what you like to do in real life, IRL.
Yeah. Which, you know, is interesting. I'm like, just goes to show you how multifaceted I am as a person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm special like that. Mm-hmm. Do you like to watch femdom stuff?
I do. I wouldn't say that it's my, like, number one, because I'm less attracted to the, like, cock and ball torture of it all that often goes along with the femdom category. Like, there can be times when that's really fun, but I don't go for it necessarily when it gets too anatomical. And it's really hard, frankly, to find a lot of, like, BDSM, I think we've talked about before, is hard to represent in porn. You know, like, it's really hard to find a believable dynamic because it's performative. And I think it is also just such a, like, special thing, frankly, to find a good dom-sub relationship in real life that it's really extra hard to replicate that. So there's a lot of porn that's problematic because it's like, I don't feel trusting that the environment is consenting enough. Or it's sort of the reverse where you can kind of tell people are like a little bit afraid.
Right.
To really go for it.
Unless we're at kink.com.
Yes, that is like yeah. Obviously like a home where that right. really goes on. But yeah, it's just not where I usually like stumble into. In my stuff, because I also right. I think I like to watch more of a bossy bottom. I am yeah. and like to watch
yeah
like more like cooperative rough sex, like two-way rough yes. sex, as opposed to
yeah
sex where there is one clear dom and it's the woman. But there is much that I do enjoy about it, and of course, like politically speaking, like
what
good clean fun
yes know? Gets me going.
Yeah,
I love to see a man humiliated.
Yes,
nothing turns me on more.
You know, just like score one in the good fight
is
sort of what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I do. I love it. I love to see a guy being in a traditionally feminine position by, like, I love to see a guy, like, you know, begging for a woman to, like, let him come.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting to me. I like seeing that power switch.
Yeah, that part of it I can really enjoy, for sure.
Yeah, right. Just because, like, you know, we've grown up in a patriarchal society, so it's like when the roles are reversed, it's titillating.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I, in my sort of research approach to this episode,
uh-huh.
found information about, like, famous femdoms through the years.
Oh, sure.
I found a site that argued that femdom can be traced back as far as the Mesopotamians.
I also found that.
The female god Inanna. Did you find this?
Yes.
Yes.
Cuneiform texts.
Yes. Yeah, I found that really fascinating. Also, just fun stuff, like much more recent. Teresa Berkeley was a 19th century English dominatrix who ran a brothel.
Yeah.
In London, and specialized in flagellation and invented the Chevalier, or the Berkeley horse, uh-huh. a BDSM apparatus designed to bend somebody over.
Right. And it had like a pulley system. You could lift him off the floor.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, way to go, Teresa.
Very elaborate.
Yeah. Yes. I'm impressed.
I love it.
Yeah. Why do you think it's like hot for men?
I think it's about submitting control. I mean, I think yeah. I think men who want to be dominated and who want to be a sub, like,
right.
quite often have a very different power dynamic in their lives, I think,
yeah.
or like are socialized to mm-hmm. perform a different power dynamic. And so I think getting to submit and getting right. to be the sub is a very freeing,
for sure,
sensation.
Not having to make the decisions, just like going along and following your, you know,
not having
master.
To be powerful, yeah. but being told what to do
exactly.
is almost like a relief of pressure.
Yeah.
And a relief of the ability to like fuck anything up. You know, there's such a fun set of rules
right.
in like the BDSM dom relationship of like, I will tell you exactly what to do. You will do good. Like it just plays into the, like, you want to be a good boy dynamic, but it's
right.
so clear and it's so rigid that it's actually easier to succeed that way than in
yeah.
the very complicated real world where we're all trying
right.
to do good or right or be powerful or not. You know, it confines that to a very specific role play environment.
I also feel like it takes the pressure off of, like, trying to perform well.
Exactly. It takes the pressure off of, like, being the big, strong man who's good at fucking.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Instead, it's like, you just take this.
Yeah.
You know?
You just do what I fucking say.
I think that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
I also found, it must be said, just in looking, I was like, femdoms through the ages.
Yeah.
Get this, a blank page of HTML.
Oh.
Entitled History of Femdom at none other than angelfire.com.
Shut up.
/zine/fido/index.html. Who knows how long this website has been up? It's literally just like a list of references through history to like femdom, like everything
yeah.
from like 1580, English poet Christopher Marlowe writes this epigram. When Francis comes to solace with his whore, he sends for rods and strips himself stark naked, for his lust sleeps and will not rise before, by whipping of the wench it be awaked.
Oh, interesting.
To, like, Swinburne in 1837, Irish author James Augustine Alyosius Joyce in 1882.
What about Aristotle?
Yes, Aristotle is the first one on this list, actually. Yeah, I'm just sort of teasing like some of my favorite highlights because it's quite a comprehensive list.
I know.
It does end in 2000.
Oh, that's where it ends.
Yes, I think someone created this Angel Fire site and then...
they retired it.
Did they die? I don't know what happened, but they didn't seem to keep it up past 2000.
Oh, what a bummer.
But it's still like a sort of thrilling resource.
What happened in 2000?
It's just a list. 2000 at second International Women's SM Leather Conference Playmate 2000 in Berlin, 70 women meet. So in 2000, it was like a conference in Berlin of femdoms, presumably.
Cool, I want to go.
Leather femdoms, specifically, it sounds.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So in researching this episode, I found a really interesting website for the femdom community called Collar and Cuffs, which has, some like beginner guides to femdom and guides and how to's for like femdom styled play for like cock and ball torture, prostate milking, male chastity, and figging. Do you know what figging is?
I don't know what figging is.
Anal play using a ginger root.
And it's called figging?
Yeah.
I feel like there's an interesting misadvertisement going on here. Figging spelled like fig, like the fruit fig.
Yes. And it's like a ginger root that you like shave down. So it's like raw ginger that like you put in an anus.
That sounds intense. I assume it would be like spicy to your anus.
Oh, yes. It is an intense experience.
Haven't done it.
No, I haven't done it personally, but. From what I read, there's mentions of figging, you know, in the Victorian era, like the golden era of erotic literature.
Oh, wow, wow, wee, wow.
And then there's also evidence that suggests that it had its beginnings. Ginger was used in a caning victim's anus to prevent them from clenching their buttocks during punishment.
Wow.
So you put the ginger in their butthole so that way they can't clench their butt with caned. Woo! I just like can't even imagine. Spicy.
So specific. Yeah.
Spicy. So needless to say, I had to just do a lot of research on figging for a little bit. So I have paragraphs about it if you're interested.
Wah wah wee wah is all I gotta say. Let me know when you fig, babe. I feel like it's on the horizon for you.
I don't know. I did have a mishap once with ginger-flavored massage oil.
I remember you telling me about this.
Yeah. And it burned. So I can't imagine what an actual raw piece of ginger would feel like in an orifice.
Probably a lot like what happens after I ate a whole ass bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Yeah.
Which I've been known to do. Too often.
But you know what? Great for your immune system.
The ginger or the Flamin' Hots?
Both.
Correct. Correct.
Similar to the Master Cleanse.
Yeah, like there's something about it where I'm like, it feels like good. Like you feel like burn your ass every once in a while.
Yeah, it just feels like there's some sort of cleansing happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to hear some stats?
Always.
Okay, so femdom was one of the top 10 searches that defined 2019. It's the third most popular search term in Germany. Throughout 2019, German femdom searches grew by 1,878%.
Mm-hmm.
Eighth most popular search term for Brazil. It's also significantly popular, grew significantly in Russia, Ukraine, Switzerland, Bulgaria, and India.
Mm-hmm.
And this was interesting. In 2014, there was this big porn ban in the UK. There was like a mandate that happened. Specifically like content featuring acts of spanking, caning, whipping, water sports, fisting, female ejaculation, and face sitting were no longer allowed to be produced in the Great Britain. And then
what year was this?
2014.
Way too recently, and also just like what a mess.
But
I feel like the response has just been like extra kink over there. If our listener base tells us anything, like,
and the fact that Metro UK is something we reference every episode. It was a big day for them because, you know, all of those acts are like 20% like femdom related, 20% more popular in the UK compared to other countries.
Well,
so naughty, naughty, naughty.
Well, well, well.
Yeah.
Shall I give you a showdown or am I too eager?
No, let's do a showdown.
Let's do a showdown.
I might sneeze.
Do you want to sneeze?
I don't think it's going to happen. I said that I'm going to sneeze, and so now I'm not going to sneeze.
Great. Let's do the showdown.
Okay, cool.
Keeping that in. Femdom cheerleader ass worship.
Oh.
Starting off gently.
Mm-hmm. So she's a cheerleader and also a femdom. Okay.
Yeah, going off the thumbnail, I'm going to say that this would not satisfy what I think this kink wants represented, but I did think it was interesting that I was like, oh, we combine femdom and cheerleader? Like, okay.
Like, too many opportunities there. There's too many outfits happening.
Yeah, it feels like a costume change wants to happen there. But also, like, you know, sort of a twist on the femdom, like, traditional way that we, like, picture a dominatrix. Could be fun to give that to a cheerleader, but I think this is just the porn world being like, we'll just jam everything into the same video and that'll make it popular. next, we have Mistress Handjobs. This has a 0% approval rating.
Not good.
And 49 views. So really, this hasn't gotten a lot of traction yet.
Okay. Well, maybe she's not that good at handjobs, so bold of her to call her the mistress of handjobs.
I'm also, like, a handjob, like, just on its own. Like, no thanks.
Does anyone actually want that in reality, let alone to watch a porn of it, you know?
No, like, for years, I still, like, I just don't give, like, a handjob. Like,
no,
my mouth will always be
certainly not to completion.
Yeah, exactly. Unless it's, like, dire. Like, we're in a car and there's no other way. Like, that's just never happened. There's
certainly not in a solo act,
there's
you know?
There's never been an occasion where I've been, like, it has to be a hand job, though.
Yeah,
like,
that's it. That's all you're getting.
Yeah. Next, we have bisexual femdom kicking slave fetish kick domination.
Oh, kicking.
So, bit of a redundancy here in the word. Our kicking slave fetish kick domination. But there's definitely kicking. I think they want us to know there's kicking.
Okay, that's clear. Yeah, that is clear to me.
Uh-huh. I feel fine about that.
Yeah.
Office femdom, spanking brunette hard.
Oh.
We all have an office femdom, right?
I mean, if there's going to be one place where a femdom would be out in the wild, she'd be in an office.
You're right. She would be in an office.
Yeah. And she wants to know where those reports are.
Yeah. She wants to know why you didn't make deadline.
Yeah. Okay.
Next we have femdom hand job yet again.
Oh, okay. Weird.
With three cum shots.
Oh.
Which begs the question. This is an interesting one because I was like, three cum shots as in he comes three times or just three different shots of the same cum? Like,
I'm
just imagining like, a sports replay of like, all right, from the side we see like, here it comes and it's like from the top now. Like that's weirdly,
let's take it back again.
That's where I went. Yeah.
You know what though? Now that I'm thinking about it, like I guess a hand job in femdom does seem... That's obvious because majority of the time, like, they're restrained.
Yeah.
Like, men are restrained.
Listen, it's not that wild of a thing. And if there is, like, cock and ball torture involved, then certainly, like, a hand job could be involved. And also, if we're doing, if we're not allowing an orgasm or, like, ruined orgasms, which is also part of the femdom universe.
Yeah.
Sure. I just wonder if maybe Mistress Handjobs didn't get the memo that that's part of it, and that's why she's not seeing that traffic she wants.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
Hmm.
Yeah. Hot chicks fuck a guy with strap-ons, femdom pegging pantyhose tights.
Whoa. So is everyone wearing a strap-on?
Unclear.
Okay.
It just, hot chicks fuck a guy with strap-ons. I think this is a sort of a female, like a reverse gangbang situation.
Right.
But then in all caps, femdom pegging pantyhose tights are for like... Like, it's like they put the title in and then they did all caps to finish it off, to sort of tag, like, don't worry, you're going to get your
pantyhose
and your tights.
Yeah. They're different.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
There's
some, you know, wearing, like, maybe, who knows? I'm trying too hard to dissect, but we've got pantyhose and tights. Next, we have femdom chick ass fucking piano player.
Wow.
You know,
is he also playing the piano?
It was important that I know that he is a piano player. I did not see a piano anywhere.
It's just what he does in his free time.
Just clicking through. Like, I think the point is he's refined.
You know,
so we're really degrading. We're taking someone to the top and bringing them all down. Like, all the way down to splash about in mud with us.
Like, even a piano player.
A piano player even.
Gets fucked in the ass.
Yeah.
Wow.
Last one, femdom Fräulein Samantha Grace smacks ballet beauty Penny Barber.
Oh, Fräulein.
Fräulein, there's that German.
There it is.
That German femdom.
Yeah.
And we got a ballet beauty. Again, it's funny, the theme in these last two is like...
classical art.
Yes, it's like something quite refined that we're degrading.
Right.
You know? I get it.
But that, yeah, that makes sense. That's kinky, you know?
I see what they're doing here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, shall we take a quick break before we come back to talk about some of these vids?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Oh.
Sorry. that was actually
we're back.
Opening my mouth to say we're back, and instead a burp came out because I'm on brand. I am who I am.
Never not on
Never
brand.
Never not. Mm-hmm. But we're back. Anyway, we're back
at
the point.
Yes, we're back. First vid we're going to talk about, Finn and Femme.
Finn and Femme featuring Finn Peaks and Sadie Luna. Is that how you think we say that?
I think it's Sadie Loon.
Just Loon, not Luna?
I think.
Or Luna. I think you're right. Loon. I just somehow feel the desire to say Luna.
Luna.
Directed by Erica Lust, can be found at X Confessions.
Yes.
And I believe that, am I correct that this is Finn Peaks' confession?
Oh, I don't know.
So Finn reads it at the end of the video, but then I also found on the site that there was a confession attributed to Finn Peaks. So this might have actually been inspired by this performer.
Yeah.
It was hard to track because the site was loading weirdly. But that seemed to be what was going on.
Yeah. I mean, makes sense.
So we're in a mechanic shop. Like, we're in sort of a, like, car mechanic's garage. Finn is our mechanic in, like, coveralls and a wife beater.
Yeah, it is Finn's confession. I just looked it up.
Oh, excellent. Thanks for double-checking me on that. I don't know why it wasn't loading yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so he's in the shop and working on a car, and Sadie shows up and says, is my car ready yet?
Yeah. She's pissed.
She's pissed already.
Yeah. She's immediately exerting dominance. We've got, like, a great, like, 1950s kind of retro vibe.
Very much so, yes.
Like, she's wearing fishnets. She's wearing heels. Like, she's got red lips, red lipstick on.
Mm-hmm.
And just immediately starts, like, dominating the fuck out of Finn.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, pushes... I actually don't know Finn's pronouns.
Finn's pronouns are he, I believe.
He? Okay.
He, his.
So, Sadie immediately pushes him down and, like, stands on his chest.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, puts her heel into his mouth to suck on it.
Yeah.
Lots of shoe stuff.
Yeah, and like stiletto play is certainly a part of this world, and they really go for it in this video.
Yeah, it makes me nervous.
Yeah, it makes me nervous too. Like,
it's just like one false move, and like,
I feel trained to be a little bit afraid of like high heels, which I think is like why it's effective. It's like even just wearing them, I'm like, you're going to snap an ankle or, like, pop a heel off in a subway grate.
Right. Well, especially from standing, because Finn was laying down, mouth open, and she put her heel in, like, down. So it's, like, almost like, I think if like, the other person was laying and they didn't have their weight on their feet, you know, it might be different. But I was, like, one false move, like, a twist of the other ankle and, like, you know, a heel goes through the back of someone's skull. That's just where my mind went.
Yes. Tons of, like, I would almost say that there's more, like, femdom teasing and torture in this than there is sex, but I thought that was a good balance. There is, like, a lot of sex, which is great.
Right.
Because I want that to culminate. I mean, I look for sex in all my porn.
Yeah,
that'll be
me
crazy.
Too. Yeah. But sometimes there isn't sex. A lot of femdom there's no sex.
Yeah, that's why I felt it was important to note, because a lot of femdom videos are just torture, as we'll see as we like get into this next one. And they, withhold orgasm completely, or it's just not at all about the pleasure of both partners and is more just about the domination.
Yes. This was specific about her pleasure, which I liked, you know?
Yes.
Like, she was like, you exist only to make me wet. So let's see how good you do. I was like, okay.
Exactly.
Lots of, like, slapping and beating.
Mm-hmm.
There was, like, a chain. Lots of stuff with a chain involved.
The chain stuff was really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she has Finn on the floor and then just, like, sort of delicately takes the chain and, like, using gravity, like, loops it around Finn's neck a couple times. I was like, oh, that's an expert move. You know, like, there was something very pro about that.
Oh, yeah. She's an amazing dom. Like, she was mean as hell, you know? Really, like, knew what she was doing, exerted dominance immediately, and, like, didn't back down, like, fully committed.
Yeah.
The thing with the wire cutters, she pulls out, like, wire cutters at one point.
Yeah.
And, like, has them open and just kind of, like, traces them along Finn's body. I was like, I love anytime someone also like slowly squats down to like face it and like teases with her pussy.
Yeah, and she even says, I'm going to paraphrase this, but like something like, do you like my long pussy lips? Something like that.
Yeah.
Like something fun that was like, you know, her enjoying her own anatomy in an unconventional way.
Yes.
You know, not being like, look at my perfect porcelain skinny model body. It was her being like, eat my pussy lips. Like,
well, she's also
my
pregnant.
Big old pussy lips is sort of, like is the whole like vibe of the thing. Yeah.
Yeah. She's fully pregnant,
mm-hmm.
and has like, you know, a body, and has like pretty like full pregnant
full figure.
Boobs, you know, like, which I can only imagine are very sensitive, an extremely sensitive body.
Mm-hmm.
There's also like a condom on the strap on, which I liked.
Yes. You know?
And she put it on with her mouth.
Uh-huh.
Expert.
She did a whole expert, elaborate blowjob situation of putting the condom on that way. And then gets on top of Finn and, like, really, like, so she, like, pleasures herself that way and, like, is riding him from on top and then is like, you're going to make me do all the work? And I was like, that's kind of cool because he's maintaining the dominant position but, like, demanding when she wants to be, like, taken from behind.
Exactly.
Because that's the position they switch to.
Uh-huh.
And then they get in the car, which I was like, get in the car. It's a very cool car. It's, like, worth saying
retro.
That it's, like, a very retro convertible. I don't know enough about cars to say which one it is. But
no
it's, like,
idea.
It's an old school red convertible. It's cool as fuck.
Yeah.
And then they fuck in the passenger seat.
Mm-hmm. There's this great shot of like her legs like up in the air while Finn is fucking her. And it's like with like the fishnet legs and the heels on. It was just really sexy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she's like, she comes like at first, like really, like she's like super silent, like right as she's about to come. And then she like yells. Which I loved because I loved that she was silent. I love anytime someone's doing that because that is relatable for me. As an orgasm.
Yeah, she really like intensely gets into it. And it's like believable too because she's being fucked, but she's also like working her hand in her own clit very intensely.
Yes.
And I was like, thank you for getting
showing
off
us.
This way and like letting it. It also was one of those orgasms where like you could like feel it coming. Like there was an intense moment.
Mm-hmm.
Of build up where I could like see her leaning into the orgasm, and that's so real and so often like somehow skimmed over. So,
yeah,
that was great.
Mm-hmm. I loved it. And then she like gets up and she's like, I'll be back tomorrow and my car better be fucking ready.
Mm-hmm.
And then like leaves Finn sitting there with like a satisfied look.
Yeah.
I also loved at one point Finn was like, do you want to be my girlfriend?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that detail.
And Sadie just laughs. She's like, no, absolutely not. Like, you are a fuck toy.
Yeah, super fun, super great demonstration of the power dynamic. I almost the only like story critique I have of this is that I didn't even need like any setup of like, is my car ready yet? You don't know which one.
Sure.
Are you kidding me? Like, I think we almost could have just like jumped in just a few beats later of like, like, hi again. And then she's torturing him, you know, or she's like teasing him and doing
the
femdom
stuff. Cut to that. Yeah.
Like, weirdly, the story of like her then just like immediately dominating this person, like, took out imagined consent, which I know that actually people don't want that necessarily sometimes. Like, they want to feel like, I'm just taking over and I tell you what to do, as opposed to, like, seeing the consent conversation. But it was interesting that I was like, oh, we could have just kind of dived in and then left that to our imagination. Or just felt like this is an ongoing relationship where she just, like, shows up at the garage and fucks this guy sometimes.
Right, right. Which I'm here for.
Yeah,
it was hot.
But yeah, really, really hot and fun, and loved the sort of like production value of this, and like the scenario and the environment and all that.
I also love to see like a very full figured, like feminine woman with armpit hair.
Uh huh.
That was hot to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you can still be feminine and sexy and have body hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All things can contain multitudes.
Also, the greasy mechanic thing is hot.
Yeah, it's hot. If anything, we could have been greasier, I thought. Yeah, at one point, she, like, chastised Finn for, like...
touching his...
like, having dirty hands, and that was sort of fun. But I was like, there could just be, like, a little more grime on that, like, very white wife beater.
Yeah.
Or tank I would love to see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, overall, just a super enjoyable, fun, fun little film.
Yeah, Sadie's an is a great femme. She's a great dom. Like, she's just, you know.
Uh-huh.
I like her a lot as a performer.
Yeah. Should we talk about femdom interrogation?
Yeah, let's do it.
So, originally we found this on an aggregate, and we're like, what's happening here? And then I went down the rabbit hole of like, looking up the watermark and found who seems to be quite a prolific dom.
Yeah.
Or, like, content creator in general. I'm not 100% sure if she's still producing. It was, like, hard to tell from the website, like, if this person's still active. But the website's certainly, like, up and kicking and has a ton of content. It's Mistress T. Yeah, and this one is on the site also called Femdom Interrogation. A little description that came with it on the website. Bound naked by all four limbs and your balls, kept hanging there, helpless and vulnerable. A sexy, sadistic interrogator who knows your weaknesses. Teasing you, stroking your cock, promising you a release you so desperately need, and all you have to do is give her the information she wants. The cruelest interrogation, the biggest mindfuck. Teasing you with her body, stroking your horny cock with her leather-gloved hand. Tempting you, but you resist. Even as she's wearing you down, you become so desperate you'd be willing to do anything.
So that's sort of our scenario. Yeah,
that's our setup, right?
Yeah. Yes. I just love. I love anytime like a sub is like confused. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we open and like he's like, "What's going on?" You know? Like,
yeah.
Really, just suspending my disbelief of like the fact that like you absolutely know what's happening. You signed up for this shit. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. When they're like, "What do you mean?" Like, I don't know what you're asking me for. Like, what information? Like, come on. God, like, dude, we don't even need that. Like,
yeah, I felt that way too. Like, I get that the like fantasy aspect is appealing to some people of like, it's an interrogation. Mm-hmm. He has to get the information, but it's so hard to like write that stuff well and not cheesy, even in like the mainstream world, that like trying to pull it off in porn is an extra difficult hurdle.
And then they're just improv-ing, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and you could just be torturing him just to torture him, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And the end, it sort of culminates with, like, the code is Bravo 27.
Yeah.
And then she doesn't let him come, but I was like, oh, we named it. And, like, it's Bravo 27, but we don't know why, because we don't know who he is or who she is. I was like, let's just leave the mystery and have her be torturing him and...
Right.
And let it be, like, more deeply implied as more opaque as opposed to explicit. Like, that just is hotter to me.
We learned a lot about him, though. We did learn that he jerks off about 6 times a day to femdom porn.
Yeah.
And also that he... she said, we know everything about you. We looked through your computer and your dating history.
And your dating history. Yeah, that's specific.
And then she was like, what would the church say? And I was like, wait, is he religious now? Like, what's happening? What does he do for work?
A lot of story elements packed into a 9-minute video.
Right. And like, why does he have this code? Like,
yeah. Yeah. Just a lot.
Yeah, but I loved the meta aspect of like, oh, he jerks off to femdom porn, so we know like this is what he's going to be into.
Yeah, I was just going to say that actually I really liked because I feel like as an audience watching femdom porn, I'm like, ooh, I'm implicated. Like that I think is fun if I'm a sub who wants to fantasize about subbing in real life. And she's like, oh, you're a bad boy. You watch fucking femdom porn.
Yeah.
Like it invites me in a cool way.
Right.
I liked that. I just thought, the plot details otherwise were like a bit much.
Yeah.
This is one of those videos where I was like, balls can do that.
Oh, me too.
You know, like where.
It's important to note that there's like a rope tied around his balls and it's attached to like the ankle separator.
Rope is almost a stretch because it's like thinner. Like it's like fully just like pulling his balls down.
Oh my God. The sack itself was like about to burst.
Yeah, like very, like stretched to its limits is what we'll say. And like the way that men talk about their balls and the delicacy of that area, you know, I was like, but it can do that. You know, like, obviously this is a torture scene, but we start with his balls that way.
Yeah.
And they stay there, and it's not like, oh, any movement like further exacerbates it. It's like just kind of a given. So I was like, huh, yeah, balls can do that, and he can just be having this conversation about Bravo 27, you know, like
how is he even awake? How is he so conscious?
Shouldn't he have like passed out and died by now, because that's how balls work, I'm told.
His aching blue balls are just, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just mad about the blue ball thing. Anyway, yeah, it's an interesting video. This one does not have sex. It's just the torture.
Right.
And hand it's jobs? Mostly yes.
There's some hand jobs.
There's a hand job that happens. Yeah. She works his cock and
with the leather gloves.
With the gloves. And it sort of culminates when she like she works it for a while and then turns her ass around.
Yeah.
He wants to come really bad. Do you like that beautiful ass? Which is, it's a gorgeous ass.
Yeah.
And he's like, yes, please. And she gets the code Bravo 27 off of him because he wants to come that badly. And then she doesn't let him.
I know. And she laughs and walks away.
Yes.
Like a true femdom would.
Like a true dumb would.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I like had a lot that I was ready to like make fun of in this video. And it actually like charmed me more than I thought it would.
Me too.
And did feel like pretty effective, like just in terms of like the extent to which he was being tortured just in how he was tied up. You know, there could have been more implements or more tools or ways that she could have fucked with him. But, you know, the sort of arc of it was like simple and to the point. Yeah. I just needed less details in the fiction of what we were doing there.
Yeah. Less improv, please.
Yeah. That was sort of my personal opinion. But if she had just had him tied up and was smacking him around and like jerking him off and then not letting him come, like great video.
Still would have been interested. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also loved that as a femdom, like she was very almost like sweet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like she was like, oh, like your aching balls, like you just want to come, you know, instead of being like a bossy, like there was something about her tone, you know?
Exactly. Like there was something almost maternal about the way that she was doming him that was fun and interesting, and I think would play into a lot of people's kink around this. So
fancies,
that was really fun. I liked her style.
Me too.
Yeah. And even though I didn't love the improv and the like extra plot jammed in there, I did in general really like her like performance, you know, like I believed that she was a great dom. That's why I was just like, just strip away the sort of fat of the script, so to speak.
The scenario itself is hot to me.
Yeah.
You know, like that's horny. Like I didn't need to know like why he was there or like that there was information that needed to be had.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he could have just been like, hi, I'm here for my session.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I was surprised. It was like a fun little vid. And I didn't get a chance to like look closely at the other content, but there's so much there that I imagine if you have a proclivity that's like
Mistress Tree.
Adjacent.
T.
Mistress T. Yeah, Mistress T.
You know, might be your gal.
Might be your gal.
I have to say, I did really love Fin and Femme, and I will be masturbating to it.
Love it. I'm surprised you haven't already. What are you waiting for?
I mean, for us to get off the horn, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, agreed. I really like that one, and we'll return to it.
Yeah.
Again, I go for sex acts in my porn, and I'm not big on the cock and ball torture stuff, so Mrs. T isn't for my masturbatory pleasure, but I do actually think it, like, stands up to the the quality of vid that I ask for. So not my exact vibe, but, like, solid little video.
Yeah, agreed.
Know? Yeah.
Agreed. I didn't hate it.
Yeah. And sometimes that's enough.
That's as good as loving it.
Well, Thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Twitter at GOP the Podcast, on Instagram at Girls on Pern, that's porn without the O, or on our website at girlsonporn.com.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already.
If you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, include your Insta handle and we'll post it and tag you, expressing our abundant gratitude.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.